Here's an important election that could affect nearly 200 countries. The race for the next UN Secretary General. Ban Ki-moon's term ends this year, and there are 10 candidates vying to replace him. The one leading the straw polls is the former head of the UN's refugee agency. He's well-respected, but this election process is not playing out the way many had hoped. NPR's Michelle Kellerman explains why.
At a time when the world is facing so many global challenges, the UN needs a skilled diplomat with moral authority, says Mons Lugetoft, who's president of the UN General Assembly.
There are very high expectations, and the world needs the best possible person.
The Danish diplomat tried to pry open this election process beyond just the 15 Security Council members, letting all UN member states hear from the candidates directly in a first-ever televised debate. But these days, the council is back to its usual non-transparent straw polls, where the 15 members either encourage or discourage each candidate.
It's a little ridiculous that there is no official announcement, but half an hour after the end of the straw polls, all the media know the results.
Lugetoft also has been surprised that women haven't polled well, even though many UN member states would like to see a woman at the helm. That frustrates Jean Krasno, too. She teaches at the City College of New York and runs a website devoted to the female candidates.
It's so frustrating that the Security Council is just not really listening.
There are still five women in the running, including a Bulgarian who heads the UN's cultural organization, Argentina's foreign minister, a New Zealander who runs the UN's development program, and a Costa Rican woman who led successful international climate negotiations, but who came in last in Monday's straw poll. There are various reasons for these outcomes, says Richard Gowan, who teaches at Columbia University.
Some people believe that this is because in secret, a lot of male ambassadors in New York prefer the UN to be a boys' club. I think there is some truth in that. But I think there are also a lot of political games involved.
And as usual, he says, it mostly comes down to the US and Russia.
Susana Malcora from Argentina is seen as being very close to the US, which has been to her disadvantage with Russia and China. Irina Bokova from Bulgaria is seen as being very close to Russia, which means that Western powers are wary of her. So it's partially about gender, but it's also a lot to do with big power politics at a time when the UN is a very divided place.
This U.S.-Russia struggle could prove difficult for the frontrunner, too. The former head of the UN's refugee agency, Antonio Guterres, is from Portugal. And Gowan points out Russia says it is Eastern Europe's turn to have a UN Secretary General.
Moscow feels that if the next UN chief is from one of its near neighbors, it will have additional power over him or her. However, the Russians are realists, and they may eventually be prepared to make a deal, and there have been some hints that they might even be willing to accept Guterres as Secretary General.
That is, if Guterres appoints a deputy from Eastern Europe. Gowan says that's the kind of horse trading going on now as candidates campaign before the next straw poll. The voting only gets serious when the veto holders use color-coded ballots and candidates learn whether they're being discouraged by a powerful permanent member. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.